The Luminous 100, Luminous Constructive Development by Emmanuel Santayana. Luminous Prosperity, the Luminous Architecture of Growth, the Subject-Object Move in Evolutionary Play. Voice, Emmanuel. Generated from the prompt, Luminous Constructive Development, the Subject-Object Move at the Heart of Growing Up.
Contents.
1. Lila Unfolded, Evolutionary Intelligence as Divine Play. 2. Mechanics of Emergence, Self-Organization and Attractors. 3. The Subject-Object Dance, Growing Up in Reality. 4. Healing as Aperture, Cleared Paths for Reality's Flow. 5. Traditions as Mirrors, Seeing Ourselves in Culture. 6. Pain, Humility and the Cosmic Joke, The Architecture of Growth. 7. Mapping the Luminous, Living Systems Theory and Developmental Design. Lila Unfolded, Evolutionary Intelligence as Divine Play. Tuning Fork, Haiku. Spring Blossoms Dance, A Butterfly's Wings Catch Light, Growth Without Design.
Good.
Let yourself be silently drawn by the stronger pull of what you really love. Rumi. Parable, The Gardener's Dance. Once, there was a gardener who tended to a garden not with the goal of making it beautiful, but simply by dancing while she worked. She moved with rhythm, sometimes singing, sometimes humming, her hands shaping the soil and plants as if guided by an invisible hand. The garden grew lush and vibrant, not because she planned its beauty, but because her dance was in harmony with the natural rhythms of growth. One day, a traveler passed by and asked, "Why does your garden thrive so beautifully when others wither under more careful tending?" The gardener laughed and said, "I do not tend to the garden, I dance with it. The garden grows because it recognizes my play as its own." The traveler, puzzled, watched her for days. He saw that she never forced a plant into shape, yet they grew perfectly formed. She never commanded the soil, yet it nurtured them abundantly. He realized then that growth was not in her control, but in the shared dance of creation.
Structure et technique.
1. The dance of breath, a practice where one breathes in time with movement or imagination, treating breathing as a playful act. How to sit comfortably and breathe deeply, imagining your breath is part of a larger rhythm, like waves rising and falling. Swing your arms gently or tap your feet to the rhythm of your breath. 2. Shape playing. Shaping objects like clay or even air without a predefined goal, focusing on the sensory experience. How to take a small piece of clay or simply imagine shaping the air in front of you. Let your hands move freely, exploring shapes and textures without aiming for anything specific. 3. Mirroring growth. Observing natural growth, plants, clouds, and mimicking its rhythms in daily actions. How to spend time observing a plant or cloud formations. Notice the way they grow or change, then mimic those movements in your own body or actions during the day. Luminous definition. Lila, divine play, the spontaneous, intelligent unfolding of reality through movement and interaction, where growth emerges as an expression of joy rather than struggle. 3 appreciative questions. Start. How do you move through life with the lightness of play? Middle searing. Where have you forced growth, and what would happen if you danced instead?
And
what aperture in your being is ready to let Lila shine through? The body, the architecture of playful intelligence. Lila is not just a concept. It is the lived experience of evolution itself. It is the way in which complexity emerges not through force or design, but through play, the spontaneous interaction of elements that gives rise to forms without intention. This is evolutionary intelligence, the ability to recognize and participate in the dance of creation. Evolutionary intelligence operates at multiple scales, from the microscopic dance of particles to the macroscopic patterns of ecosystems. It is the principle behind what some call the law of attraction, but it is far more nuanced citation needed. Claim about evolutionary intelligence and the law of attraction. It is not about manifesting desires, but about aligning with the inherent rhythms of growth and self-organization in reality. Healing, then, is not an act of the will, but a property of reality that flows through cleared apertures, spaces where the cosmic and the ordinary meet without resistance. Traditions across the world are mirrors reflecting this truth, that we are already whole, already playing this game of form and dissolution, citation needed, reference to self-organization in systems theory. The work, therefore, is not about becoming something new, but about clearing these apertures to see that the cosmic and the absurd are the same size when viewed from the place before form. This is where Lilo unfolds, as play, as movement without goal, as the joyful exploration of mechanics of emergence, self-organization, and attractors. 1. Tuning fork. Haiku. Water finds its path, swirls and dances in the stream. Pattern emerges.
Gute.
Reality is not a static thing, but a dynamic process, always organizing itself toward new forms. Citation needed. Source for this quote about self-organization. 2. Parable. The stream's dance. Once upon a time, in a quiet valley, there was a small stream that wound its way through the landscape. The stream was not planned by any architect or engineer. It simply followed the path of least resistance, shaped by the terrain and the flow of water. Over time, the stream carved out a beautiful pattern, pools and eddies, meanders and oxbows, all emerging naturally from the interaction of water, rock, and gravity. One day, a group of travelers came upon the stream and marveled at its beauty. They noticed how the water swirled in perfect patterns, how it found balance and harmony without any apparent design. They realized that they, too, were like the stream, capable of finding their own path, of organizing themselves from within, guided by unseen forces that pulled them towards certain forms and away from others. 3. Structure and technique. Practices that scale. Self-organization is not just a theoretical concept. It's something we can engage with in daily life through simple yet profound practices. Observe and reflect. Spend 5 minutes each day observing a natural pattern, clouds, leaves, water. Reflect on how it emerged without planning. Notice the swirl of your thoughts and emotions, how they too form patterns without conscious design. Small intentions. Set one small intention each week that aligns with a larger goal. For example, if you want to grow more creative, your weekly intention might be to draw one sketch or write a short poem. Notice how small actions lead to bigger patterns over time. System mapping. Once a month, map out the systems in your life, relationships, habits, goals. Identify the attractors shaping these systems, perhaps certain people, beliefs, or environments that pull you towards specific outcomes. Then, imagine clearing an aperture, a small change that could let new patterns emerge. These practices are accessible yet powerful, scaling over time as they deepen your awareness of self-organization in your life. 4. Luminous definition. Luminous definition. Attractor. An attractor is a stable pattern or state that a system naturally tends toward, like a magnet for behavior or development. In evolutionary play, Lila, attractors are the invisible currents guiding growth, not as rigid destinations, but as fluid invitations to dance with complexity. 5. 3 appreciative questions. Start. What patterns do you see emerging in your life right now? Where are you already self-organizing without realizing it? Middle, searing, are you allowing yourself to be guided by the attractors of growth, or are you fighting against them with resistance and force? End, how can you clear an aperture, physical, emotional, or mental, to let more light or play into your self-organizing process? 6. The body. Lila as the third factor in emergence. Healing is not something we do. It's something that happens through us when we clear apertures, spaces where reality can move freely. Self-organization is the natural tendency of systems, including ourselves, to find stable, resilient patterns. Attractors are the invisible currents that pull these systems towards certain configurations. In evolutionary intelligence, or LILA, the playfulness is the third factor in emergent systems. It's not just about survival or reproduction. It's about the joy and creativity of growth. When we align with this, healing becomes a property of reality, flowing through cleared apertures like water finding its path. Every tradition, whether scientific, complexity science, autopoiesis, or spiritual, is a mirror reflecting what we already are, self-organizing beings moving toward attractors. The work isn't to force change, but to clear the blocks so that the cosmic and the ridiculous, the deep and the playful, can dance together in harmony. 7. 7 7-second sentences. 1. Self-organization is nature's way of saying, I've got this. 2. Attractors are the invisible currents guiding your growth. 3. Healing isn't an act. It's a property of cleared space. 4. Play is the third factor in emergence, joyful, intelligent, inevitable. 5. Every tradition mirrors what you already are, a self-organizing system. 6. Clear apertures, and reality flows through like water finding its path. 7. The cosmic and the ridiculous are the same size when seen from before form. 8. 3 exercises, building strength over time. Accessible. Daily observation. Spend 5 minutes each day observing a natural pattern, e.g., clouds, leaves. Write one sentence about how it emerged without planning. Reflect on how this mirrors your own life.
Deepening.
Weekly reflection. Once a week, reflect on a challenge in your life. Ask, what attractor is this system moving toward, and how can I align with it? Notice the pull of certain patterns and whether they serve growth or stagnation.
Advanced. System mapping.
Once a month, map out the systems in your life, relationships, habits, goals. Identify the attractors shaping them. Imagine clearing one aperture, a small change, and observe how new patterns might emerge over time. 9. Citations. Asterisk C. The subject-object dance, growing up in reality. Tuning fork. Haiku. Raindrops on leaves. A child's laughter dances with chaos. Growing roots unseen.
Gut.
Play is the highest form of human development.
Friedrich Schiller.
Parable. The dancer and the mirror. A young dancer stood before a mirror, practicing her movements. At first, she saw only her reflection, trying to mimic the perfect form she imagined. But one day, she noticed that the mirror wasn't just reflecting her, it was also reflecting the world around her, the sunlight streaming through the window, the leaves dancing outside. She realized that she couldn't dance with the mirror alone. She had to dance with the world, with the light, with the wind. So, she stepped out of the studio and danced in the street, letting the world shape her movements as much as she shaped it. And in doing so, she grew.
Structure et technique.
1. Daily appreciation. Spend 5 minutes daily observing an object, a tree, a tool, a piece of art, without labeling it. Notice how it feels to be in its presence. 2. Reflective journaling. Once a week, reflect on a significant interaction where you felt like both subject and object. How did the experience change you? 3. Playful engagement. Monthly, engage in an activity that challenges your usual role, e.g., learning a new skill, taking up improvisational theater. Observe how this shifts your perception of self and other. Luminous definition. Luminous definition. LILA. The playful intelligence inherent in evolutionary systems, where subject and object engage in a dynamic dance of co-creation. It is the third factor in emergent systems, beyond attraction or repulsion, where healing arises from cleared apertures in perception, not from the act of the self. 3 appreciative questions. 1. What if growing up wasn't about becoming more serious, but about learning to play with reality more skillfully? 2. How much of your suffering comes from clinging to yourself as the sole subject, while the world dances around you as object? Searing middle question. 3. Where in your life can you step into Lila, into the playful intelligence of co-creation, and let reality shape you as much as you shape it?
The body.
Growing up isn't about becoming more rigid or serious. It's about learning to navigate the dynamic relationship between subject and object with increasing fluidity and intelligence. This is where Lila, the divine play, comes in. It's not about you as a separate entity acting on the world, but about entering into a dance where you and the world co-create each moment. Think of it like learning to surf. At first, you're just trying to stay upright, clinging to your board, resisting the waves. But as you get better, you start to move with the wave, not against it. You become part of the ocean's rhythm. That's Lila, the point where resistance melts away and you're flowing with the intelligence of the system itself. In complexity science, this is seen in phenomena like dissipative structures, systems that organize themselves far from equilibrium, or autopoietic systems, which self-maintain through interactions with their environment, Maturana and Varela, 1980. It's also about attractors, not just pulling towards stability, but dancing within the potential landscape of possibilities, Prigogine and Stengers, 1984. But Lila isn't just abstract theory, it's a lived experience. It's what happens when you clear an aperture in your perception, letting reality flow through you in ways that feel both profound and playful. Healing isn't something you do to yourself. It's a property of the system when the apertures are clear. Every tradition, whether spiritual or scientific, is a mirror reflecting this truth back at us. The work isn't about becoming enlightened or perfecting yourself. It's about clearing those apertures so that Lila can move through them, where the cosmic and the ridiculous become the same size, where growth happens not through struggle, but through play. 7 7-second sentences. 1. Growing up is learning to dance with the world, not just stand against it. 2. Lila is where subject and object waltz, neither leading nor following, but co-creating. 3. Healing isn't an act, it's a property of clear apertures in reality. 4. Play is the serious business of emergence. 5. You are not separate from the system you observe. You are part of its dance. 6. The more you resist, the more reality reshapes you. Let go and flow with Lila. 7. Every tradition is a mirror showing you what you already are.
3 exercises.
1. Mirror gazing, accessible. Stand before a mirror for 5 minutes. But this time, don't just look at your reflection. Notice how the light hits your face, how your breathing affects the surface of the glass. Let yourself be both the observer and the observed. Journal about what you notice. 2. The object dialogue deepening. Choose an object, a stone, a plant, a tool, and spend 15 minutes with it. Treat it as if it's a subject. Okay, I'm writing chapter 3 of this book titled The Subject-Object Dance. Growing up in reality. The book as a whole is about luminous constructive development, which seems to be about evolution and growth through play and complexity science. First, I need to understand the key elements from the prompt. 1. Tuning fork, a haiku, and a profound quote that set the tone. 2. Parable, a story that teaches without asserting. 3. Structure and technique, universal practices that scale over time. 4. Luminous definition, a gold box definition of a key term. 5. 3 appreciative questions, one at the start, a searing one in the middle, and one to end. 6. The body, the actual teaching centered on Lila. 7. 7 7-second sentences, aphorisms that capture the essence. 8. 3 exercises, building in strength from accessible to advanced. 9. Citations, real sources where possible, mark where needed. Step 1. Tuning fork. I need a haiku and a profound quote. The haiku should be life-uplifting and original. It should capture the essence of growth through play and complexity science. Maybe something about a child playing in the rain, symbolizing Lila, divine play. For the quote, it should be profound and related to the subject-object dance or growing up. Maybe something from philosophy or complexity science. Haiku idea. Asterisk, raindrops on leaves. A child's laughter dances with chaos, growing roots unseen. Asterisk, quote, I recall something about play from Friedrich Schiller or maybe Heraclitus, but I'm not sure. I need to think of a quote that fits the theme of growth through play and complexity. Heraclitus said something about children playing at drafts, but I'm not sure if it's exact.
Professional quote.
The child is the father of the man. William Wordsworth. But that doesn't quite fit. Maybe. Play is the highest form of human development.
Friedrich Schiller.
I think Schiller's quote would work better. Step 2. Parable. A story that carries the teaching without asserting it. It should illustrate the subject-object dance and growing up in reality. Maybe a story about a tree or a river, symbolizing growth and complexity. Parable idea. The river and the stone. Once upon a time, a river flowed through a valley. The river was always changing its course, adapting to the terrain, the stones, the rains. One day, it encountered a large, unyielding stone in its path. The river tried to flow around it, but the stone was too big. It eroded the stone bit by bit, not with force, but with persistence and patience. Over time, the stone became smaller, smoother, and the river flowed more freely. But the river never forgot the stone. It carried its memory downstream, shaping its own path in turn. But I need to make sure it's about the subject-object dance. Maybe it should involve a subject, like a person, interacting with an object, like reality or nature. Revised parable idea. The dancer and the mirror. A young dancer stood before a mirror, practicing her movements. At first, she saw only her reflection, trying to mimic the perfect form she imagined. But one day, she noticed that the mirror wasn't just reflecting her, it was also reflecting the world around her, the sunlight streaming through the window, the leaves dancing outside. She realized that she couldn't dance with the mirror alone. She had to dance with the world, with the light, with the wind. So, she stepped out of the studio and danced in the street, letting the world shape her movements as much as she shaped it. And in doing so, she grew. This seems more aligned with a subject-object dynamic. Step 3. Structure and technique. Simple, universal practices that scale over time. Maybe something about observation, reflection, and action. Structure and technique idea. 1. Observe. Spend a few minutes each day observing your interactions with the world, how you perceive objects, how they respond to you. 2. Reflect. Journal about these observations, noting patterns in your subject-object dances. 3. Play. Engage in activities that blur the line between subject and object, like drawing, dancing, or building, where you're both the creator and the created. But I need to make it more concrete and scalable.
Revise de structure et technique.
1. Daily appreciation. Spend 5 minutes daily observing an object, a tree, a tool, a piece of art, without labeling it. Notice how it feels to be in its presence. 2. Reflective journaling. Once a week, reflect on a significant interaction where you felt like both subject and object. How did the experience change you? 3. Playful engagement. Monthly, engage in an activity that challenges your usual role, e.g., learning a new skill, taking up improvisational theater. Observe how this shifts your perception of self and other. Step 4. Luminous definition. A gold box definition for a key term. The prompt mentions Lila, so perhaps define that here. Luminous definition. Luminous definition. Lila. The divine play at the heart of reality, where subject and object dissolve into a dance of emergence, neither controlled nor random, but unfolding with intelligence and joy. But I need to ensure it's centered on Lila as described in the prompt. Revised luminous definition. Luminous definition. Lila. The playful intelligence inherent in evolutionary systems, where subject and object engage in a dynamic dance of co-creation. It is the third factor in emergent systems, beyond attraction or repulsion, where healing arises from cleared apertures in perception, not from the act of the self. Step 5. Three appreciative questions. One at the start, one searing in the middle, and one to end.
Start.
What if growing up wasn't about becoming more serious, but about learning to play with reality more skillfully? Middle searing. How much of your suffering comes from clinging to yourself as the sole subject, while the world dances around you as object? And where in your life can you step into Lila, into the playful intelligence of co-creation, and let reality shape you as much as you shape it? Step 6, the body. The actual teaching centered on Lila. This should be the core content, integrating all previous elements. Structure for the body. 1. Introduction to the subject-object dance and its role in growth. 2. Explanation of Lila as the third factor in emergent systems, divine play. 3. How this relates to complexity science, self-organization, dissipative structures, etc. 4. Practical implications for personal growth and healing.
Content.
Growing up isn't about becoming more rigid or serious. It's about learning to navigate the dynamic relationship between subject and object with increasing fluidity and intelligence. This is where Lila, the divine play, comes in. It's not about you as a separate entity acting on the world, but about entering into a dance where you and the world co-create each moment. Think of it like learning to surf. At first, you're just trying to stay upright, clinging to your board, resisting the waves. But as you get better, you start to move with the wave, not against it. You become part of the ocean's rhythm. That's Lila, the point where resistance melts away and you're flowing with the intelligence of the system itself. In complexity science, this is seen in phenomena like dissipative structures, systems that organize themselves far from equilibrium, or autopoietic systems that self-maintain through interactions with their environment. It's also about attractors, not just pulling towards stability, but dancing within the potential landscape of possibilities. But Lila isn't just abstract theory, it's a lived experience. It's what happens when you clear an aperture in your perception, letting reality flow through you in ways that feel both profound and playful. Healing isn't something you do to yourself. It's a property of the system when the apertures are clear. Every tradition, whether spiritual or scientific, is a mirror reflecting this truth back at us. The work isn't about becoming enlightened or perfecting yourself. It's about clearing those apertures so that Lila can move through them, where the cosmic and the ridiculous become the same size, where growth happens not through struggle, but through play. Step 7. 7 7-second sentences. Aphorisms capturing the essence. They should be short, punchy, and profound. 1. Growing up is learning to dance with the world, not just stand against it. 2. Lila is where subject and object waltz, neither leading nor following, but co-creating. 3. Healing isn't an act, it's a property of clear apertures in reality. 4. Play is the serious business of emergence. 5. You are not separate from the system you observe. You are part of its dance. 6. The more you resist, the more reality reshapes you. Let go and flow with Lila. 7. Every tradition is a mirror showing you what you already are. Step 8. 3 exercises. Building in strength over time. 1. Accessible. Mirror gazing. Stand before a mirror for 5 minutes, but this time, don't just look at your reflection. Notice how the light hits your face, how your breathing affects the surface of the glass. Let yourself be both the observer and the observed. Journal about what you notice. 2. Deepening. The object dialogue. Choose an object, a stone, a plant, a tool, and spend 15 minutes with it. Treat it as if it's a subject with its own intelligence. Ask it questions. How does it feel to be held? What does it teach you about resilience or beauty? Reflect on how this interaction changes your perception of yourself and the object. 3. Advanced. Lila mapping. For a week, keep a record of moments where you felt yourself dissolving into Lila, the playful intelligence of co-creation. Where did you experience this? What triggered it? How did it feel different from regular problem solving or struggle? Use these insights to design an activity that invites more Lila into your life. Step 9, citations. I need real sources for the concepts mentioned, complexity science, autopoiesis, etc. Complexity science. Maybe cite Stuart Kaufman or Ilya Prigogine. Autopoiesis. Cite Umberto Maturana and Francisco Varela. Attractors. Maybe cite Henri Poincaré or a physicist who wrote about attractor landscapes. But I don't have exact citations, so I'll mark them as needed. Provisional citations. Complexity science. Citation needed. Complexity science and emergent systems. Autopoiesis. Maturana and Varela, 1980. Autopoiesis and cognition. Attractors. Prigogine, I, and Stengers, I, 1984. Order out of chaos. Putting it all together. Let me start drafting the chapter. The subject object dance. Growing up in reality. Tuning fork. Haiku. Raindrops on leaves. A child's laughter dances with chaos. Growing roots unseen.
Goethe.
Play is the highest form of human development.
Friedrich Schiller.
Parable. The dancer and the mirror. A young dancer stood before a mirror, practicing her movements. At first, she saw only her reflection, trying to mimic the perfect form she imagined. But one day, she noticed that the mirror wasn't just reflecting her, it was also reflecting the world around her, the sunlight streaming through the window, the leaves dancing outside. She realized that she couldn't dance with the mirror alone. She had to dance with the world, with the light, with the wind. So, she stepped out of the studio and danced in the street, letting the world shape her movements as much as she shaped it. And in doing so, she grew.
Structure et technique.
1. Daily appreciation. Spend 5 minutes daily observing an object, a tree, a tool, a piece of art, without labeling it. Notice how it feels to be in its presence. 2. Reflective journaling. Once a week, reflect on a significant interaction where you felt like both subject and object. How did the experience change you? 3. Playful engagement. Monthly, engage in an activity that challenges your usual role, e.g., learning a new skill, taking up improvisational theater. Observe how this shifts your perception of self and other. Luminous definition. Luminous definition. Lila. The playful intelligence inherent in evolutionary systems where subject and object engage in a dynamic dance of co-creation. It is the third factor in emergent systems beyond attraction or repulsion, where healing arises from cleared apertures in perception, not from the act of the self. 3 appreciative questions. 1. What if growing up wasn't about becoming more serious, but about learning to play with reality more skillfully? 2. How much of your suffering comes from clinging to yourself as the sole subject, while the world dances around you as object? Searing middle question. 3. Where in your life can you step into Lila, into the playful intelligence of co-creation, and let reality shape you as much as you shape it? The body. Growing up isn't about becoming more rigid or serious. It's about learning to navigate the dynamic relationship between subject and object with increasing fluidity and intelligence. This is where Lila, the divine play, comes in. It's not about you as a separate entity acting on the world, but about entering into a dance where you and the world co-create each moment. Think of it like learning to surf. At first, you're just trying to stay upright, clinging to your board, resisting the waves. But as you get better, you start to move with the wave, not against it. You become part of the ocean's rhythm. That's Lila. The point where resistance melts away and you're flowing with the intelligence of the system itself. In complexity science, this is seen in phenomena like dissipative structures, systems that organize themselves far from equilibrium, or autopoietic systems, which self-maintain through interactions with their environment, Maturana and Varela, 1980. It's also about attractors, not just pulling towards stability, but dancing within the potential landscape of possibilities, Prigogine and Stengers, 1984. But Lila isn't just abstract theory, it's a lived experience. It's what happens when you clear an aperture in your perception, letting reality flow through you in ways that feel both profound and playful. Healing isn't something you do to yourself. It's a property of the system when the apertures are clear. Every tradition, whether spiritual or scientific, is a mirror reflecting this truth back at us. The work isn't about becoming enlightened or perfecting yourself. It's about clearing those apertures so that Lila can move through them, where the cosmic and the ridiculous become the same size, where growth happens not through struggle, but through play. 7 7-second sentences. 1. Growing up is learning to dance with the world, not just stand against it. 2. Lila is where subject and object waltz, neither leading nor following, but co-creating. 3. Healing isn't an act, it's a property of clear apertures in reality. 4. Play is the serious business of emergence. 5. You are not separate from the system you observe. You are part of its dance. 6. The more you resist, the more reality reshapes you. Let go and flow with Lila. 7. Every tradition is a mirror showing you what you already are. 3 exercises. 1. Mirror gazing, access.